Today, we are interviewing yet another alumni from the class of 2022. But first, I just want to say we have the pleasure of having our program director on today, Jay McCabe. And he'll be chiming in with whatever wisdom and insights or quips he may have occasionally. but today we're with Parker York. He graduated from Fellows in 2022,
yeah,
I think. Yeah. So we're just going to start off. Can you just share a little about what are you doing? What's up?
I'm Parker. I am still in Virginia Beach, which is cool. I'm working full-time for a company called EF Capital. My boss is on the board of Fellows. He's a great guy. Other than that, just living life, working, surfing, traveling a bit.
A bit. Quote, quote.
I know. I feel like I have not lived here for the past like 5 months. But it's been cool. It's been good.
Awesome.
It's been easy in a cool way.
Oh. So, can you say a bit more about easy?
I think I can. I don't know. I think life, it just has felt very sane, which is always a good thing. Mm-hmm. I think you settle into the rhythms of life. And VB has a lot of those. And I don't know. It's refreshing. And when I came back last week, I was away for about a month. I came back and I was driving through the tunnel in Norfolk. And then we had guys night at Hunter Hanger's house, my mentor, and also on the board of Fellows. And I was just sitting back kind of like, man, like this is really sweet. And I didn't miss it, which is really good. Mm-hmm. To be able to say, because I don't think I've been able to say that a whole lot. But I was like, man, this is a sweet place that like the life is in a complicated way, easy. Read into that as you will, but it makes sense in my brain. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that's really good. I actually was at the Hanger's house when the Wednesday night happened. I was putting the kids to bed, and I probably shouldn't have been listening, but you guys were all doing worship at one point. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, just, I don't know. Yep. It's not often there's a room full of guys worshiping together.
Rare.
So I shouldn't have heard that, but I was like, wow, this is cool. I'm glad I heard that. Anyway, you kind of touched on this a little bit, but how would you say being a part of this community has evolved or stayed the same since you were a fellow? And can you speak to any of the things that have changed or been challenging or have been surprising and good about just being here for the last two years?
Yeah, about two. I think, of course, when you're a fellow in the community, you have the label of fellow kind of plastered on your head for 9 months, and that is what you are. You are a fellow in VB, especially in the community that we're in. And I think that's not a bad thing at all. It's just kind of who you are for 9 months, and you kind of feel, I think almost in a good way, like childlike, where it's you're learning how to walk again. It kind of feels like that, where it's like, oh, you have all these older people around. It's like, this is a new place. And like, I kind of feel like I'm back in school in a good way, because I kind of wanted to be told what to do and be like handheld a little bit. I think everyone does to an extent. So I think that's kind of, for 9 months, the marker that I felt like I held, but also I think it's just like what you are as a fellow. And then you leave, and I think the really cool thing about the way VB Fellows is structured is that because it is so community centric and not just focused on one area of life, it is, you know, the Fellows program was birthed out of the community, not out of one church in VB, mm-hmm. that it doesn't feel that different. Mm. It's not like you are leaving one life to start another life. It is like you're leaving Fellows to continue the life you've started to build in Fellows, mm-hmm. but it just becomes more,
yeah,
but not different, communally speaking, I think. Mm. And I think that's really sweet. And I don't think that's super common, at least for other Fellows programs that I've heard of. Like I've heard, you know, friends do other programs and have a great time. But I think it, at least in talking to them, it feels like, okay, you leave Fellows and then you're in a different community, or you go find something else, or it's like, or you just leave altogether. And it's like, it's not really the case. Like most people stay. And it's like, I think that's because there is not this great divide between your one world and the next. It's, it just is this normal continuation. At least that's how I felt. So I think that's been really cool to see. And I think the more that I have been in VB and then left and come back and seen the other communities in my life and then come back to the VB community, there is something incredibly special about Virginia Beach. I'm not just saying that. It's one that I've also like talked about to other friends who aren't here, where I'm like, I don't know what it is. It is something that is pretty unique, and I haven't seen it a whole lot outside of this city. Like you echoed on it, but it's like, it's not every day that, you know, 25 plus guys in their 20s get together with guys in their 40s, 30s, and 50s for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And like have worship and pizza and just commune together and do that on a Wednesday.
Right.
Like, that's not common. Especially just as a community. It's not, it wasn't even part of church. It's just,
correct.
You know, guys who have committed to being in VB. And that's pretty rare. So I think I've been able to, I think post Fellows, just working and living, see that truly in the light that it is and should be kind of seen in, which is one of, I don't want to say like great magnitude, but it is one that like is deserving of like accolades in regards to depth and richness and like the, I think, overall spiritual health of the community. Like those have been markers in my head. And I'm like, man, like that's cool to be able to say that.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. Jay, you want to say anything?
I was just going to say, it's cool to hear that and then reflect on my own, you know, a little bit longer experience here in Virginia Beach, and how one of the things that I was drawn to coming here was the community that I already saw here and that had been established years before I came. And so, you know, I think we are getting to see some of the fruit now, you know, this gathering of men. It's amazing, but it's, I don't know, it didn't happen overnight. I mean, it has been this longer work that, you know, some people have been kind of involved in for a decade and more. I mean, churches have been kind of forming people for decades even, but even the seed kind of planted for this, which I think has really kind of bloomed in a way that's kind of amazing right now, has been going on for a while. And yeah, it's cool to see it go from, you know, a group of 6 to 10 to, I mean, just in a few years, a group of like 40 guys or some crazy number that were together the other night. So anyway, very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. In that similar vein of, you touched on how Fellows is not just centralized on one thing, but has a lot of different facets. What would you say for the disciplines side of it? Is there anything you've been able to maintain post Fellows? Is there anything, has it been a struggle to maintain some of the disciplines? I've heard there's multiple there's feedback from on both spectrums. So
yeah, no, that's good. And I think
it's like for the listener, sorry, I would say like Sabbath, fasting, prayer. Those are the two I can think of off the top of my head. But.
So I think the one that I've practiced like corporately since Fellows is fasting. Just, you know, when we do it as a big group. But and there's been like small seasons, small little chunks of time post Fellows that I've you know, use that as a tool, but not for extended periods. I think the bigger one that I was really thinking about it a lot, really all summer, especially in July, is Sabbath and what that looks like in my life and what does it look like in the fall, or now going into the next couple months. And yeah, I think just being able to slow down, take a day, and just not think about the stressors of the world, and do things that, you know, feed your soul.
Yeah.
I think is something that I'm have been instituting, kind of prior to July and now I think especially going into the fall, I'm going to make a pretty sizable effort to do so. You know, it's, I also think like the perspective of what Sabbath is for me prior to Fellows versus now has shifted. I think prior or like growing up, you hear the word and it's like, oh, it's like 8 hours of prayer and like you're on your knees and that's it. And you're doing nothing. You turn your electronics off. Like that's what you do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, that could definitely be part of it. And if that's the way in which you like your soul is fed, like do it. But also it's, you know, John Mark Comer, pretty classic Sabbath guy. You know, he'll describe it in multiple terms of like, have a like long meandering dinner with your friends and a bottle of wine, and it doesn't have an end point.
Yeah.
It's like slow down, like be with people that you love and do the things which feed your soul. And like in that, like intrinsically is God. And like that is what something that I've thought about a lot just this summer and what that would look like exactly in the fall. It's like, I don't know, it could take different forms, but I think it's a Sabbath of one rest, but also it's one that is like that should be the day that I look forward to every week.
Yeah.
Of like the day that recharges me physically, spiritually, emotionally. So it's now it's, I think it's the instituting that of like, okay, what is that going to look like?
Yeah.
But I think it is pretty necessary and good and you should do it. And I will be doing it.
Yeah. I've heard it said as, you know, obviously God rested on the seventh day and it was a time where he could look back and see what he did over the first 6 days. And it's sort of a day of celebration and, appreciation for the work you've done. So I really like the that picture you painted of Sabbath. Next question is, how would you compare the transition out of Fellows to the transition into Fellows, if there is any comparison at all?
I think mine was a little probably different. Because I came off of guiding and then did Fellows and then went back right back into guiding for a summer. So there was like no difference. It was just a continuation of school. Really, it was like another 9 month block of my life that had a thing. That was bookended by something that was already familiar, and going into a different community that was already familiar. So the transition wasn't really that hard. It was pretty easy. If I'm going to be honest, I think I was ready to not be a fellow. I think purely just from like the, I feel like I can like do the world now. Like, the teaching aspect is like, I could still like every day in my life. But I think just like the practicalities of like, 4 years of school, then you have another 9 months of something you're committing to. I think just those seasonal cycles just get tired. And that's why there are seasons. It's like they end. And I think typically by the end of them, you're like, yeah, I'm ready for the next season. So I think I was a little ready, and I was like eager to jump back into something that was familiar. I think post that, settling into like full-time work, that was not really a massive shift either. I think it definitely took a little bit of transition, as I was going into like a full-time role that was a different role than what I was doing in Fellows. Had more to learn and a bigger like plate to take care of. So that was a little bit of a shift. But I think the biggest shift, honestly, this may not be a question, but, or part of it, but, was like the shift into Fellows and working. Like the standard 9 to 5 is not something you're going to see really until you're out of college. And so I think it's just naturally, it's like you're giving up, that's 8 hours of a day. And it's like, you're locked into whatever you're doing for 8 hours. And I think that that took a bit of time, for me, especially coming off of, you know, being a raft guide and not having,
an office.
Yeah. An office or money, but that's still the same in Fellows. Or the amount of like structured time in a day probably took like a month for me to get into the groove of like normal everyday life. And I think Fellows is really good for shaping that in like, teaching us what like life is. And it's like most of life is pretty mundane and regular, and that's really good. So in that, like, you're going to be sitting in it, you're meant to, like, you're made to work, you're made to do this, like created, not forced to, but created by God to work. So it's like, you have to find the goodness and the joy in those everyday little mundane things. And I think that was a really cool thing to sit with for 9 months. And that was probably the biggest transition for me, was like, okay, my week's going to look very normal probably for the next years now, I guess. Like, there's good in every day, like, look for it. And if you can't find it or you can't see it, like, make it, you know? So, yeah.
That's good. Kind of to transition out of that, but similarly, like, what's any advice you'd give to guys in particular, thinking about a Fellows program, now that you're on the other side of it? Are you able to see the fruit of, you know, dedicating those 9 months in a way that's not typical for a lot of college grads? Kind of what would be the selling point you would offer?
Yeah, I would say do it. Definitely, unless you like need to go to med school immediately. Like, I think there's two, I'm going to say two, maybe three if I get there. Like 2 points that make sense. It's like one, practically speaking, it's like, if you don't know what you want to do, you're dedicating another 9 months to figure that out and sit like with yourself, but also with God, in a community, which is almost directly designed to help you figure that out. Mm-hmm. Like practically. And I think that, you know, I wouldn't be in the field I am in, nor truly like enjoying my work as much as I am without like fellows. Hmm. I would have not ended up here. Mm-hmm. I would have not ended up in the field I'm in. Hmm. I would be working for a big company that and not liking my life. So it's just, you know, and that wasn't expected. Like, I didn't expect that to happen. Mm-hmm. It was just like, I mean, I didn't even expect to be fellows. Yeah. And it was just like, all right, Lord, I feel like this is where you want me. Like, my hands are going to be open now for the next 9 months. And like, I don't know what's going on anymore. Yeah. Like, you're in the driver's seat and like, do as you will. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I would say, you know, that was a very unexpectedly good thing just from like a practical side of the work world. But also then the spiritual development, you know, you're at least with VB and I guess that's the podcast we're speaking of. So VB fellows, like it shaped an entire like 9 months of a worldview. It wasn't just one off, like sometimes weird, topics that weren't connected. It was all, building upon a worldview in which I think has helped me look at work, life, my faith, and community, really all together in a different, probably more clear way than I did before. Mm-hmm. And then that also like affects how you view finances and what work is and what work's role is within the church and what your role is within the community. And it's like, I didn't really have answers to all those questions.
Yeah.
Prior, or even like what success is, mm-hmm. you know, it's like prior to this, it was, I'm going to go make money mm-hmm. and hate work, but that's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Right. And now I'm like, that's not it. It could be it for some people, but it's like, for me, and I think to be healthy, like that's not it.
Yeah.
And I think I would not have gotten there if I did not or was not able to sit and like wrestle with all those things for 9 months with people who have gone through it like right next to us. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So that's a big plus. You get to surf. That's a pretty good one. And
popular answer.
Yeah. It's pretty nice living on the beach. Good people do that. That's reason four. Yeah. And I think reason five, honestly, is like kind of touched on it prior, but like the community here is pretty unique. And one that I would not have seen without fellows. Mm-hmm. And it's one that I'm pretty grateful for. Yeah. And yeah, I think like if you can get in to a community like this, like, yeah, it does make sense that it would be harder to leave because it is something that's like, huh, like it makes me stop and be like, what's going on? Or how did I get so lucky? You know, so that'd be reason five. Oh. So come for that. That's probably it. There's probably more, but
the great answers. Yeah. So you've had no challenges whatsoever.
Let's see.
It's just been easy for Parker. It's been so good.
I can probably give you one.
If you want to.
Okay. And I think it also, okay, this, I'll preface it. I'm not from here. Oh.
This is an anti-Virginia comment.
Not anti-Virginia, oh, okay. But it also has a, it comes back around because okay. I have had to and still have to, and have learned to submit to the city of Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Because it's a weird place. And it's not a place I'd ever been until moving here. Okay. And grew up in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. North Carolina beaches are better. but it's not something I thought about, like, oh, this place is
right.
Has it all, like, sure. After college,
yeah, yeah.
Compared to like DC or Charlotte, like right. Where I was like going
to go. Yeah.
So to come to like a military base in February, you're like, what is going on? But I'm like, I'm kind of like oddly trapped now because I'm like, I don't know if I can leave. I'm like, yeah. The community, like everything encompassing that, like the city, even if I'm like, okay, I'll give the city, I'll put it in a bowl and I'm like, I'm going to deal with it. But then all the other things that like wrap around it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would be so stupid to give these things up because I like have issues with the city. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
It's like leaving a church because you like don't like the color of the pews or something. It's like,
sure.
You're like, yeah, that's a you thing.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's been a cool, and it's honestly been good just for me and my faith. Cause I'm like, yeah. Okay. Like, Lord, how are you gonna work here? Mm-hmm. So I can't like manufacture it
yeah.
or like enjoyment at sometimes. It's getting better, but I'm like, yeah. So it's been really sweet to see that and sit in that for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I hope to continue to be able to do that and learn to, grow in understanding of this city and in my love for it.
Yeah. I told him to be honest, Jay, and that's a very honest
good.
Answer.
Like it.
Good.
Well, on that note, I think we're good.
Sweet. Come to Virginia Beach.
Go to Virginia
it
Beach.
Is a good
you
place.
You might like it.
You should come, please.
Well, I thank you so much for really great insights into how this past couple of years have been for you. I really appreciate the honesty. I love that it's just been such a positive experience and how you've seen the Lord working. And just, it's great to have you here. And Jay, thanks for listening. Yeah.
Thanks.
Being on.
Being a part.
Thanks.
And thank you all for listening, and we'll see you soon.